It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast, and today, Grambling's gambling on Art Briles backfires. In the end, the shadows of one of college football's greatest coaches ever simply cast too large of a shadow for Grambling University's new and now former offensive coordinator, Art Briles. Briles, the 66-year-old former head coach at Baylor University, was seeking a second chance to coach in college football beginning this season. He was forced out of the Waco, Texas school after the 2015 football season concluded after a highly publicized series of scandals which occurred on his watch. Though Coach Art Briles was, years later, cleared of any personal wrongdoing in the sexual misconduct involving several of his football players at Baylor, his lack of accountability for failure to report any misconduct which occurred during this period ultimately resulted in a 4-year probation for the Baylor football program. Art Briles has been attempting to resurrect his college football coaching career after spending a few years out of coaching altogether. He eventually traveled to Italy in 2018 to coach an Italian football league team. He then returned to the United States to become the head football coach at Mount Vernon High School in northeastern Texas for two seasons in 2019 and 2020. By the way, his teams went 20-6 during his two seasons there. Then late last week, Grambling State University announced that they were hiring Art Briles to become the Tigers' new offensive coordinator. And on Monday this week, just 4 days after the announcement, Art Briles resigned from his new job at Grambling amidst a media-inflamed and alumni-driven firestorm. Quote, "Unfortunately, I feel that my continued presence will be a distraction to you and your team, which is the last thing that I want. I have the utmost respect for the university and the players." The legendary Grambling State University head football coach Eddie Robinson built the school's football program into a national powerhouse and household name. The Louisiana native and Hall of Fame coach headed the Grambling football program for an incredible 56 years, beginning in the 1940s and through his eventual retirement in 1997. Grambling's current football stadium, built in 1987, bears the coach's name. During Coach Robinson's years at Grambling, his teams won 408 games and lost just 165. The team had only one losing season in 30 years between 1960 and 1990. By the middle 1990s, though, Grambling had suffered through three consecutive losing years. So Coach Robinson finally retired in 1997, and unfortunately, the beloved coach passed away in 2007 at the age of 88. Grambling has employed 5 head football coaches since Coach Robinson's exit 23 years ago. The most recent head coach, Broderick Fobbs, was also the longest tenured at 8 years prior to being dismissed after last year's 3-7 record in 2021. Grambling is a relatively small state university in North Louisiana whose proud history has been energized by its competitive college football program. During the decades of success which Coach Eddie Robinson's football teams enjoyed, Grambling became internationally famous. The Tigers have traveled across the country over the years to showcase their football team and, of course, that incredible Grambling State University marching band. Winning and tradition are both quite important to Grambling, the school, its proud alumni, and the small community which also bears the same name of the school in North Louisiana. Since the end of Coach Eddie Robinson's era, Grambling has struggled to maintain its once dominant football program. The increased competition for top high school football players has made it harder and harder for Grambling to field a winning team most every year. Coach Eddie Robinson was perhaps the best college football recruiter in history with his calm, fatherly approach. both parents and student athletes alike felt that Coach Rob was going to personally take an interest in their college years at Grambling. Grambling was family then, and the school and the alumni want to carry on that tradition today. In December 2021, Hugh Jackson became the sixth head football coach at Grambling in the post-Eddie Robinson era. You might remember Hugh Jackson. That's a familiar name to professional football fans, as he's best known as being the head football coach for the NFL Cleveland Browns back in 2017, as the team lost all 16 games, going 0-16 in 2017. That team joined the 2008 Detroit Lions as only the second team in NFL history to lose all 16 of their regular season games. After being fired by Cleveland, the well-traveled Hugh Jackson returned to work as an assistant coach for the NFL's Cincinnati Bengals in 2018. He then left coaching for 2 years and indicated that he was writing a book which would detail issues that he had observed during his years as the head football coach in Cleveland. Hugh Jackson then resurfaced in 2021 and became the college football offensive coordinator for Tennessee State University. After just one season in Nashville, Tennessee, Jackson was offered the head coaching job at Grambling State University this past December. Enter Art Briles.
I'm all ears.
Unlike Hugh Jackson, who had climbed the coaching ladder in college football and made it into the NFL, Art Briles began his football career as a very successful Texas high school football coach. After a 3-year successful stop as a running backs coach at Texas Tech, Art Briles was named the head football coach for the University of Houston Cougars in 2003. His University of Houston teams were known for their prolific high-scoring offenses, as Briles led the Cougs to 4 straight bowl appearances in 5 years at the school. Then in 2008, Baylor hired Art Briles to become their head football coach with the goal of turning around the school's longtime losing program in the Big 12 Conference. By the time his third season ended in Waco, Baylor had turned the corner, and the winning seasons had just begun. The Baylor Bears won 10 or more games 4 different times during Briles' final 5 years as the team's head football coach through the 2015 season. But then, in the spring of 2016, Art Briles was removed as the head football coach at Baylor after an independent review of the football program reported on the school's handling of sexual assaults by more than one Baylor football player. Coach Briles reportedly reached some type of financial settlement with the university concerning the years left on his multi-million-dollar Baylor football coaching contract, and he was gone. As we mentioned earlier in this story, Art Briles wanted another chance to coach in college football. When Grambling's new head football coach, Hugh Jackson, showed interest in giving Briles a second chance, Jackson's boss then became involved. Grambling's vice president for intercollegiate athletics, Dr. Travion Scott, is relatively new at the school, too. Himself hired in July of 2021, Dr. Travion Scott was the person who hired Hugh Jackson as Grambling's new head football coach in December. He apparently approved of the hiring of Art Briles as well. Despite Art Briles' personal shortcomings, there is no doubt that his offensive schemes have resulted in quick turnarounds at every place he's landed. As it turned out, though, Art Briles' new bosses made a major mistake by ignoring or forgetting the history of Grambling's cherished football program. Trust is very important to Grambling's alumni and loyal fans. Former Grambling quarterback and later head football coach Doug Williams said he doesn't see why Grambling would hire Art Briles while the other schools passed on him. Currently employed as an executive with the Washington NFL organization, Doug Williams said, quote, "I don't know Art Briles. I've never met him in my life. I don't know why Grambling State had to be the one to hire him, so I'm not a fan at all." When he was asked last week if he would continue to support the Grambling football program with Briles on it, Doug Williams said, "Oh no, I can't do that. No, no, no. If I support them, I'd condone it." The grandson of Grambling's football legend, Eddie Robinson, also added his thoughts last Friday about bringing Art Briles on board to the college football program at Grambling. Quote, "Once you weigh everything, that's not the Grambling we all know. That's not the legacy that Eddie Robinson built, that Doug Williams followed. How do you fathom that? I don't have anything against Coach Briles. It's just, we're Grambling." In summary, number one, Art Briles was hired to become Grambling's offensive coordinator late last week. Number two, the media, led by ESPN and a few key Grambling alumni, exploded with outrage about hiring someone with such a checkered past to coach football at the school. And number three, instead of being welcomed at Grambling, Art Briles heard all of the noise, reconsidered, and then handed in his resignation on Monday of this week after just 4 days on the job. You know, this situation reminds me of the 1960s Andy Griffith TV show. Today, let's play like Grambling is Mayberry. It has always been a proud and generally friendly small Louisiana town. Imagine longtime head football coach Eddie Robinson as Grambling's version of Sheriff Andy Taylor. The townspeople are willing to trust their longtime sheriff on just about every issue based on his years and years of honesty and earned respect. But in today's version of that story, though, Sheriff Andy, Coach Rob, has now passed on, and the community's world-famous football program is struggling to get back to their former winning ways. The new sheriffs within the university's athletics department decided to take a chance on a shady outsider. Though his record as a football coach absolutely speaks for itself, the gentleman's personal character warranted a much closer look, and the townspeople did not like what they saw. Here's another way of looking at it. The only other active college football coach with anywhere near the gravitas which Coach Eddie Robinson had earned with Grambling might be Alabama's Nick Saban. If Coach Nick Saban wanted to give Art Briles another chance of coaching football at Alabama, the Crimson Tide faithful in Tuscaloosa might have raised a few eyebrows and mumbled a few unkind things too. However, I'm pretty sure that Art Briles would still be on the staff at Alabama right now. Anybody remember a guy named Steve Sarkisian? After head coaching jobs at both the University of Washington and USC, the news surfaced that this head coach had a rather lengthy history of alcohol-related issues. 1 year after his dismissal from USC, Alabama's Nick Saban hired Steve Sarkisian to become a football analyst. Within a few years, he had been promoted to Alabama's offensive coordinator, and in 2021, Sarkisian was hired by the University of Texas to rebuild their football program. Now, as we return back to Mayberry, Grambling, the North Louisiana locals and alumni are saying, in effect, that the school's new football program sheriffs simply haven't earned enough trust yet to warrant taking such a big chance on Art Briles being placed in such an important position with Grambling's college football program. I don't think you can fault the townspeople for that view, but you also can't fault Art Briles for wanting to pack up and leave town after less than a week either. Meanwhile, Grambling's new head football coach, Hugh Jackson, is off to a Barney Fife-like start in his first few months on the job, too. Even if his football team wins big on the field this fall, the townsfolk and alumni at Grambling are going to be keeping a very close eye on him for the next few years. It's mighty tough to follow a beloved legend, especially in a small town. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.